thank you so much for joining me on the Gloomy Star podcast. This is our second annual Christmas episode with Isla.
Isla, what's up?
Okay.
It's me again.
She doesn't come on very much. It doesn't happen very much. Well, today we're going to be talking about how Santa is actually Satan and a Christmas ghost story. And Isla, do you have any ghost stories?
No.
Well, Isla doesn't have any ghost stories. So that's on today's episode.
That's a boring one.
Okay, let's start. Let me pull up the thing. Okay. It's not that I'm a Scrooge or Grinch. In fact, till now, I've never questioned the fact it was me who had a problem with Christmas. After all, what could go wrong with kids smiling at gifts received or families coming together, no matter what the disruption in their personal lives? What fault would it be found in peace on earth and goodwill towards men, even if only one day of the year? Thanks to my slight dyslexia, however, I can now say that there is a hell of a lot wrong with Christmas. For starters, Santa Claus, no matter how cozy you feel about him, is actually Satan. Let's start with the simplest fact. The Christmas 2006, our American Santa Claus, fat, jolly, dressed in red, turns 85, and it's time for him to retire. There's no disputing the historical fact that our American Santa was completely created by Coca-Cola during the 1930s as a part of an advertising campaign aimed at children. In fact, the original Santa is housed at Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta. The original artist was a Coke employee named Handen Sunblom. A hard drink, sweetie whose work was brilliant but usually late. Sonny made himself indispensable regardless of his habits by creating the Coca-Cola Santa Claus in 1931. Sunblom Santa was the perfect Coca-Cola man, bigger than life, bright red, eternally jolly, and caught in whimsical situations involving well-known soft drinks as his reward for hard night's work of toy delivery. Prior to the Sunblom illustrations of Christmas, Saint had been variously illustrated wearing blue, yellow, green, and red in European art. He was usually tall and giant, whereas Cement Moore had depicted him as an elf on a visit from Saint Nicholas. After the soft drinks ad, Santa would forever be a huge, fat, restless man in a broad belt and black hip boots. And we wear Coca-Cola red, and really, to finish what Santa gives the bad children, coal. What does coal do? It burns. What happens in hell? Yeah. Think about that for a second. What are your thoughts on this, Isla? It's a big conspiracy theory.
Well, I'm terrified.
I mean, it kind of makes sense that Santa Claus is actually Satan. And I had a Christmas book that I think my great-grandmother gave me before she died. And it had this picture of, like, what they believe to be Santa, like, 200,000 years ago. And there's this man and these people, these kids crying. And they were looking out their windows. And this guy was hitting this kid and putting them in sacks. Because they thought, there's actually a belief that there's a demon that comes along with Santa. That was another belief, that the bad kids got killed. But, that's all about that. Didn't you say you had, I thought you said you had a ghost story like a long time ago. That was like last year.
Probably. If I can think of it, I can tell you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember it. So, I'm not sure if this was made up or whatever, but me and my friends were, like, doing something in the woods or whatever, and we went back because my friends were trying to catch, like, something or someone or whatever. And we went back in the woods, to try to find it or whatever. And this old man was calling out because there was like a farm behind us, or yeah, behind us. And there was like this big tall man. And then after we saw, don't mind my dog barking. After we saw the big tall man, the dude stopped talking or whatever.
That's weird.
Sure.
Do you think it was like a real
person? I don't even know if that's like a ghost.
You think it was a real person?
I don't know. Ghost or like... Unless they're playing. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
That's just random.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, my dog needs to be quiet.
Well, now we're going to go to a ghost story called The Cell Phone, sent from Lily McKinnon on Instagram. A couple of months ago, my friend's cousin, a single mother, bought a new cell phone. After a long day of work, she came home, placed her phone on the counter, and went to watch her TV. Her son came in and asked if she could play with the new phone. She told him not to call anyone or mess with text messages, but he could play games or something like that. Around 11:20, she was drowsy, so she decided to tuck her son in and go to bed. She walked into his room and saw that he was there, sleeping. She ran over to the room to find him sleeping in his bed, with the phone in his hand. Relieved, she picked up the phone from his back of his hand to inspect it. Browsing through it, she noticed only mirror images, such as a new background banner, etc. But then she opened her new saved pictures. She began deleting the pictures he had taken until one picture remained. When she saw it at first, she was in disbelief. In the picture, her son was sleeping on the bed, and it was taken from above the bed, and it showed the left half of an elderly woman's face. What do you think about this story?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
Her dog's just coming in.
Like, yeah. The one that was barking, though.
I think it's weird.
Is now coming and saying sorry.
I think it's weird. Like, how would they be able to, are they able to hold things? Like, ghosts or whatever? Like, I wouldn't think they would be able to, like...
I don't think it was a ghost.
You think it was a person that, like, got into their house?
I don't think it was a ghost. I think it was a person, like, living in their house.
That's creepier.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
But...
Okay, well, this isn't really supposed to be the Christmas episode. I just got a lot of stories, and I'm recording a lot of episodes today that I'm going to post out. And this one... and is my favorite that I think I've ever heard. It's called Ghost Bro.
I might be in a lot of them.
Oh, you sent them?
I said I might be in a lot of them.
Oh, okay. This one is...
a lot of the episodes.
This one's called Ghost Bro by Jameseth Carlson on Facebook. My house was built in 1904. It's a single-family home, wood frame setting on concrete block foundation. I've been living there for about 12 years now. Out of all the weird things that my siblings and me have heard or saw in the house, this one is my favorite. This happened to my brother about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, my brother and his best friend had started a garage band playing mostly Spanish rock alternative. Spanish rock alternative.
I bet that sounds pretty weird.
Okay.
It's like Spanish rock and roll, but they change it so it's not completely like the other, whatever. His friends could only get together on Sunday afternoons. They would practice until usually early evening, and they would all call it quits about 8 p.m., and would usually go out to get something to eat afterwards. This was the time I usually showed up and went to bed because I worked the graveyard shift. It happened late fall, so the days were getting shorter. They had just finished a long session when they decided to head to someone else's house. My brother handed his keys to one of his friends so they could load up the equipment, everything in the field, and out of the basement. But The tricky part was they needed to walk all the way back to the basement, up the stairs, through the kitchen doorway, down the hall, and into the living room, and out to the front porch. Everyone was outside, sitting in my brother's trunk, waiting for him. My brother was walking back up the stairs when he remembered that he left his pancakes on the counter. Are they in, like, a to-go box? I forgot my pancakes.
I guess.
I don't know.
Not interesting.
Where was I? Pancakes. Now the basement is not clean with full sight lines. There have been Patreon. Yeah, go support me on Patreon. Gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com/gloomystar. Whatever. So after my brother walks back, he's about to retrieve his food container when out of the corner of eye, he sees it. It's a shadowy figure right in his peripheral vision. This feeling of dread and uneasiness washed over my brother. We have been taught that if you are in the presence of a spirit or a ghost and you felt a bad vibe, to say quick prayer or cuss at it. My brother chose the latter. He basically just told it, hey, blah, blah, beep, 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 beep. I don't have time for this, beep, 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 beep. My brother started to walk to the basement and briskly up the stairs, choosing doors and turning off lights as he was walking out. The light switch is on the opposite side of the door. Luckily, the door was open and the light on the street lamp was flooding the living room with its amber light. My brother said he felt something on his back, but at this point, he didn't turn around. As he flicked, the last switch in the living room went dark and didn't rest out of the house. As he stepped on and pulled the door closing behind him, he's still holding his food container. In one hand, jogging down the few porch steps, he walked towards the front gate. Our house resides far from the plain street, essentially having a large front yard with no garage. As he closed the gap between himself and the friend-laden trucks, he had smiled and thought things over in his head, mad at himself for spooking out with no reason. He climbed into the driver's side of the truck, putting on his seatbelt and getting ready to pull out of the parking lot directly in front of the house, when one of his friends asked, "Hey, wait, what about your brother? Isn't he coming with?" My brother answered, "What do you mean?" "He went to work early tonight. He's already gone." "Did you see his car anywhere?" And then the next question they said was, "So then, what was walking behind you when you were leaving the house?" So, not only did he see something, but they saw something when he was running out of the house. What do you think about that story?
That's interesting. There's this other ghost story, not happened to me. I've heard it before. I don't even know if it was on your show or not, but, like, it was this person worked on the graveyard shift, and it was, like, this special night of the year where it was, like, super spooky or whatever. And this person had to go work, and the owner of the graveyard said, like, there's these specific rules. I can try to find the story, but it was, like, crazy because it was, like, a totally alternate dimension. It was crazy. And it was a real story.
Huh. Do you believe in other dimensions besides this one?
I don't really get it. So I can't say yes, but I can't say no.
Sure. well, we have one more new ghost story that I'm about to read you. At the very end of this episode, I'm going to do the very first story that was ever on this podcast, The Rocking Horse, which is probably my favorite ghost story I've ever heard, and it's also because it was the first one on the show. But let's go to this story, and then we'll go to a break, and I'll read something else about Christmas, and then we'll do that story. Okay. My mother always had a wreath in her house that she would make for Christmas. It was quite ugly, in my opinion. It was fake juniper and looked fake, too. Anyway, she would always put it on the front door looking inside, so we could see it from the inside. We never used the front door to walk into her house, and today, it was Christmas. My brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles all came over for dinner. We were sitting on the couch, and my son, who was going to spend the night, went downstairs to the main level, where the reef was. We hung out in the living room, and he was just going to go down there to get his stuff. He was going down there to go to the parking lot to get his stuff and put it in the extra bedroom. And we all heard a loud scratch, bang, and then scream. I thought he had hurt himself, so I ran down the stairs to see what had happened. I saw him on the floor in a ball, and the reef on the other side where other side of the room, opposite to where it was hanging. I asked him what happened, and he said as he walked by the reef, it fell down, hit him, and went all the way across the room. That's Christmassy.
What do you
That's
think about that?
Interesting.
Still, I don't know how they can...
Interesting, to say the least.
I don't know how they can move stuff.
Neither.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna eat a Ferrero Rocher.
Like... What are you doing?
I'm doing ASMR. I'm gonna eat a Ferrero Rocher in front of This sounds gross, probably.
I love Ferrero Rocher.
It's the worst thing you can eat while you're recording.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Chocolate is really it's really bad for your voice.
Anyway, we're going to go on a break, and then we'll come right back. Okay, bye-bye.